It's not going to plan, according to the National Audit Office. It's been looking over the progress so far and found that the plan to bring fast connections to 90% of homes by 2015 is 22 months behind schedule. There's less competition than planned. BT is expected to win all 44 of the available contracts, and it involves less private sector money than anticipated too, so the taxpayer is shouldering a higher proportion of the cost than expected. Well, we'll talk to the minister responsible in a moment, but first, Christine Condor is a campaigner for rural broadband and someone who I think doesn't have it in Lancashire. Morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Now, do you have it? Because I think you're talking to us on Skype, so you must have it.
We have it because we built our own community network. Yes, we built it in 2005, so I'm one of the very lucky ones, and I'm working to help other people get the same benefits from an internet connection that we've got, yes.
Right, well, how come you've got it? What have you done, and how much does it cost you?
We built our own wireless mesh network in 2005, and it costs us £25 a month, and we've got involved now with all the community working together to build our own fibre network, and that costs £30 a month for a gigabit symmetrical connection.
Right. One of the annoying things I think you've found is that there is money available, isn't there? There's this thing called BDUK, which is delivering rural broadband and allocating contracts in some cases, a national fund for that. But they only want to give money to where BT isn't going to provide the service anyway. And if BT doesn't say where the service is going to be anyway, then you can't get the money from this lot. So you're sort of stuck, or people are stuck in a sort of no man's land. Just explain this to me.
Well, the process so far has not supported other companies to access the funding to build innovative networks. It's only supporting one company who will patch up the network they've got and give some people faster broadband. So we're really welcoming this initiative now, where Maria Miller and Ed Bassey and the ministers are getting together to find out what's gone wrong with the process. It's the RCBF fund that we're trying to access. Quite a few of us have had applications in for nearly a year, and we're just not getting any funding coming through.
And the reason is because they're waiting to find out whether BT will offer something on its own.
Yeah, they've got to find out where this final 10% is, because that's what the rural broadband, the RCBF fund, is for. It's for communities to help themselves, and that's what government's for, really. Government can't build networks, they've better things to do, but their job is to enable people and businesses to do it in a cost-effective way themselves, and we're proving, these grassroots people in Lancashire are proving it can be done. They're out there digging all the time and they're building this network themselves, and it's working. Some people are already online and they've got fantastic connections at a very cheap price.
So it's not impossible. Well, Christine Condor, thank you for that. Let's talk to Ed Vasey, who is the Minister for Culture, Communications and Creative Industries. Morning to you.
Morning.
Did you overpromise on this or did you underdeliver?
No, I think we under-promise and we're going to over-deliver, because with the same amount of money we're going to deliver broadband to 92% of the country, super-fast broadband by 92% of the country, and that's why we've also announced additional funding of £250 million to take it out to 95% of the country. So we are delivering super fast broadband.
I mean, I don't want to get too Orwellian in sort of looking at the language. The National Audit Office have made some criticisms, or have I just exaggerated and misread the entire thing?
I would never accuse you of that, Evan. It's made a critique, and the point is that we are going to...
Well, it says you're two years behind.
Well, let's
and then you say, well, you're over-delivering.
You
raised the target from 90 to 92%, but it's 2 years late.
No, I don't think it is. I mean, I think we said we would do it by 2015. By the end of 2015, we'll have delivered to 88%. By early 2016, we'll get to 90%. By the end of the programme, we'll get to 92%. But this is, of course, dancing on the head of a pin. What we are doing is... BT itself is delivering the fastest rollout of superfast broadband anywhere in the world, 100,000 premises being passed every week. Its commercial rollout is 18 months ahead of schedule. That's very good news. We are going to exceed our targets.
But the figures you've just quoted, were those rural? I want to know what you've just quoted. Were those rural figures or were those urban figures?
That is BT's commercial rollout. And then
so that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Irrelevant. Carry on.
Well, it's not irrelevant to the two-thirds of the country that are getting super-fast broadband.
Well, irrelevant to the conversation we're having. Carry on.
I would like to carry on. Thanks so much. And as I said, with our own programme, we're going to exceed our target of 90%. We're going to get to 92%. And then we're investing an additional...